All right. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And my heart is perceiving.
And my heart is perceiving.
You're speaking to me.
You're speaking to me.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to Hebrews 12, which is what I was sharing a little bit before. You see, Holy Spirit can hold a secret, right or wrong?
Right.
This afternoon, I asked him 3-4 times, is there anything? And he said, no, you'll get it at the last minute. I said, okay.
Thank you.
I like to have things ahead. I like to be prepared.
Yes.
I like to be able to go over the scriptures.
Yes.
And I heard, will you trust me? I said yes, but I still wanted, you know, I wanted an ace in the hole. So, anyway, I never expected to share what I did earlier, but so be it. Hebrews 12:1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. It's a race that's marked out specifically for you. As I shared with you earlier, if you would have said this particular race was marked out for me to watch my mother and my father go through such horrible experiences, year after year after year, where every holiday was a nightmare. Every Thanksgiving for 17 years, when they came to my house, it was a crisis. Because you see, they either came drugged or drunk, or both. Why? Because they were self-medicating. They were trying to survive. It is a race that was marked out for me that I didn't like. I hated it. I didn't want to continue. I even planned my own suicide, and I paid the life insurance so that it would be double indemnity. And I paid it for over 2 years, every single month, so my family could be taken care of. And you say, well, wait a minute, what are you saying? I'm saying I was running the race and I didn't like what I was seeing or experiencing. And it was that bad that I already chose the abutment that I was going to run my truck into. I drove truck, Don, Stan. I know what it's like, and I knew which ones that would work. It was prepared with a nice downhill slide. I wouldn't have to push that hard on the accelerator. It would work. Yeah, you're looking at me, John, and you're hearing what I'm saying. And I know you are. Because you see, the chart that was court ordered by God for you was to get to know Jesus before you go home. You would know him personally like I know him. You wouldn't have to look at your wife and say, my God, why can't I be like her? You can be like you and be full of the Lord.
Amen.
And be full of his healing ability.
Amen.
But you haven't believed it yet. You're choosing to go, and you're choosing to go forward. But I'm guaranteeing you, young man, the Holy Ghost will get through, and he will not fail. Not even with you.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, well, I'm in a jail. I can't even talk right. You know when to lift up your hand, and you know when you come over and you give me a hug, that the love flow continues. And love never fails. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. I don't like perseverance. I like to just pick up the pillow, throw myself in the bed, grab the blanket, put it over me, and disappear. Because I got mud on my face. Right? My knees are all banged up. I don't like it. It is a race that is marked out for each and every one of you. It is a race that has been prepared ahead of schedule. Before you landed into this realm, He orchestrated that you would go through what you go through and survive it and then conquer by giving Him the glory while you're in the prison. It's a prison self. Sometimes it's a body prison. Sometimes it's a situation prison. Sometimes it's a marriage prison. Sometimes it's a family prison. I don't care what size it is. It can be conquered because you're not alone in it.
Amen.
The solution is on verse 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will now not grow weary and lose your heart, or lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My experience that I had at the Garden of Gethsemane was orchestrated by God. Did I have to go there to experience it? It was His choice to do it that way. But I believe you can have your experience in your own bedroom. You can have it on your favorite couch. You can have it on your favorite recliner. Once you start getting serious about realizing that you're in this earth suit for a season. I remember visiting Stan in the hospital, and the doctors are overwhelmed. Look at what God has done.
Amen.
Yeah. When you've just been sliced open, and everything in you hurts, and you start thinking, there's your problem. The minute you start thinking, you could be smelling something ugly, like your future. But the choice is to fix your eyes on Jesus. He's not only the author, He's the perfecter of your faith. So you see, you choose to believe. Sometimes somebody's going to shove you and make you believe. Come on, man, believe. Yeah, I know how to kick butts. Get rid of the doubts. Get rid of the doubts. The doubts will kill you. Declare with your mouth what God says about you, and you won't get disappointed. Believe me, you won't. You see, there is a victory at the end of the tunnel. Because after I read that Prison to Praise book, which I highly recommend, 6 weeks later, my parents bowed their knee to Jesus, both of them. A few months later, my mother got baptized in the Holy Ghost. And guess what? She didn't speak in other tongues because she was afraid to make a mistake. So she shut up and clammed up like a clam. And before she left the church, which was the Catholic church that we went to, I gave her a hug and I said, "Mom, I know you got it." And she said, "Oh, that'll be interesting." And about 3 o'clock in the morning, my father woke her up because she was talking in tongues.
Thank you, Lord.
And they both cried together. Can the Holy Ghost invade your sleep? Yes.
Yes.
Once you get serious that you need it, trying to live my life without him today would be absolute self-destruction.
Amen.
There would be no future for me. There would zero, zero, zeros, a bunch of zeros. I wouldn't want to even be here. When I wake up in the morning, I'm the happiest guy on 9 Sylvia Street. Why? Because I'm going to take time with him. My cup of coffee, and it says me and Jesus on that cup. Yeah, that's what it says. Or the other one, God, what are you up to today? You know what? I used to hate to get up in the morning. I used to hate it. Now I enjoy it. Irene can sleep till whatever, doesn't matter. I have my time with him every day. If that was cut short, I'd have another problem. But what am I saying to you? Say, therefore.
Therefore.
I know that I am surrounded. By a great cloud of witnesses. So I'm letting everything that hinders fall away from me. Including the sin that so easily entangles me. The biggest sin is unbelief. And you will be held accountable. When you stand before Jesus and you say, "I didn't believe," you know what he's going to say? "I never knew you." When you say, "I ain't got time to read in the Word," he's going to say again, "I don't believe you." Because you didn't take the time to really get serious with him. You got time for everything else and everyone else, even including the morning news. Get rid of the bad news and get some good news for a change. Switch the channel to him. Hear me. Okay? You know, there's no excuse. There is no excuse. Once you determine that that's the most precious time of the day, you will find within a few months that you will be so happy to be up early before the rest of the house moves. So what am I saying to you today? Watch now. Back it up to verse 39 of Hebrews 11. The whole of Hebrews 11 is about faith and all the people that were believing by faith that everything that they professed would take place. Then it says, "These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect." So the just men and women that lived in previous generations are waiting for us. They cannot be made perfect until we join with the Son, the firstborn Son, and become the sons that we've been called to be, male and female. Sons to orchestrate a transformation in the earth that's progressing rapidly. How many of you can see, listen to the news and you see the darkness running because they're afraid of the truth. Mm-hmm. You can see the different networks that are fighting, trying to survive, because there's a man in the White House with the spirit of truth on him, and not everybody approves of him, but I can guarantee you he's going to have his say down the road.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray for December 9th, because the truth will shock many. You say, how do you know? Because I'm not stupid. I've been around for 80 years now. Why? Because it was God's plan. Why? Because he's got a plan to bring us up and lift us up for what he wants for this house of prayer. It's not to duplicate what's happened in the Garden of Gethsemane. It's to bring the fruit forward that he paid for. What did he pay for? Your freedom, your salvation, your healing, and your deliverance. All of the above are available to you if you simply run to him. Take a deep breath. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Without your grace,
without your grace
and your favor,
and your favor,
I might be stuck in some jail.
I might be stuck in some jail.
Mental jail.
Mental jail.
And I want it to get out.
And I want it to get out.
I want to be free again.
I want to be free again.
And the precious blood of Jesus.
And the precious blood of Jesus
has declared me totally clean.
Has declared me totally clean.
So I'm all done picking on myself.
So I'm all done picking on myself.
And I'm trusting.
And I'm trusting
that this race that I'm on.
That this race that I'm on.
There's enough grace to get me to the finish line.
There's enough grace to get me to the finish.
Because my eyes are fixed on you, Lord.
Because my eyes are fixed on you.
You're the author.
You're the author.
You're the perfecter of my faith.
You're the perfecter of my faith.
And the joy that's set before.
And the joy that's set before.
Me.
Me.
Will keep me going.
Will keep me going.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.